The sermon for this morning is based on the Micah reading, Micah chapter 5, and also we'll consider a little bit of Mary's song, the Magnificat, from Luke 1. But to start, I reread Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth from me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The little green insert has the little sermon notes outline if you'd like to follow that. What we see not only in Micah 5 and in Mary's Magnificat, Luke 1, but over and over again in the scriptures, is that God does really big and even eternal things through things that, from the human perspective, from our kind of day-to-day existence, that's a small thing, that's a small place. That person isn't very important. But over and over again in Scripture, we see that oftentimes God uses the small or the insignificant to do his great and good work. If you just think easily, do you remember who was the boy who beat the big guy, the giant? Just as one example, David, right? So that he was laughed at. So that the king, when David said, I'll go fight Goliath, the king said, oh, you better wear my armor. Here's my sword. Here's my shield. And he was a shepherd boy who couldn't handle them. But he used what? His sling. To beat the big guy, Goliath. So we see in the life of Christ what seems, from our perspective, meek and mild and humble and insignificant and small, God does great things. God does things that are eternal. In that first verse from the reading, Micah chapter 5, verse 2, I'll point out a few things going through those verses, but the first thing is that, and this is really important, at the end of that verse 2, it says, this ruler who's going to be from Bethlehem, who's coming forth, is from of old, from ancient days. From ancient days is the one Old Testament way of saying from eternity. This is an eternal ruler. Little Bethlehem was going to have an eternal ruler born from it, not Jerusalem. Not Rome, not Corinth, not Athens, not any other great city of the ancient world, but little Bethlehem would have an eternal ruler, God, the Son of God, to be born from there. And I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about how the wise men were referred to this passage right here. When they came into Jerusalem, they were referred to this passage, where are we going to look? For he has been born king. They said to Bethlehem, and they looked up this passage, the scribes. And that text there in Matthew chapter 2, not only King Herod was worried, but it says all of Jerusalem was worried, was upset, because these wise men came and they're looking for a new king, and the capital city, Jerusalem, gets upset because they're looking for a king, and it's little Bethlehem. Little Bethlehem upset and stirred up all of Jerusalem. And we remember Jerusalem, that King Herod was appointed. He was king by the permission of the Romans, ruling from Rome. So all of the ruling people over the Jews are upset because the wise men, and they're going to go to little Bethlehem. That baby is laid in a manger. And the text says he's going to rule in the majesty, in the strength of the Lord. Think about that. He's going to shepherd in the strength of the Lord, of Yahweh, L-O-R-D. You'll see that L-O-R-D I have underlined. This is the Creator God. This shepherd, who's going to be born in Bethlehem, is going to rule, shepherd, in the strength of Yahweh. This is it. This is the one, Micah says and prophesies. And it was jumping ahead in my mind. Can you imagine what it means when it says the shepherd, he is going to shepherd in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God? The majesty of God is in Jesus' work. The majesty of God was in the birth of this baby, was in the growing up of this baby, was in the future ministry of this baby. The majesty of God, the God who created the heavens and earth, the majesty is going to be in this baby and his birth and his ministry. And Micah says towards the end of that prophecy, his people will be secure. And he will rule to the ends of the earth. His greatness is to the ends of the earth, and he will give peace. Rome was in power at the time of Jesus' birth. There were other kingdoms as well. But it's this baby, laid in the manger, born of the Virgin Mary, so humble, this is whose reign will go to the ends of the earth. This is the one who will give peace. This is so important. Just this part of the prophecy. This is where peace is found. In this baby, this one born in Bethlehem. This is where our security is. It says there in verse 5 of Micah 5, verse 4. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. Our security, our peace, is in this one. Can you imagine? The wise men were told this prophecy when they were looking for Jesus in Jerusalem. And they were told this. Well, we came from the ends of the earth. We're looking for peace. And when they came to Bethlehem, what? They fell down and worshiped him. They found this is God's peace. For the ends of the earth. Also from that reading from today, Mary's song, the Magnificat, it's called. Her great song, full of promise and hope and faith. We just consider a couple of verses, the first beginning verses. It is so frequent in our world today and the world throughout all history that when somebody has something really good happen to them, he says or she says, look how great this is. Look how great I am. Like the greatness of this thing makes me great. And people lift up themselves for attention. We do that, don't we? But Mary, she knew that it was not her greatness. It was God's greatness. And she knew that her situation in life was humble. She says, in my humble estate, is a translation there. She didn't boast of herself in this song. She really actually boasts of God. She is in a humble estate. And she says something there that has been pointed out by theologians since Matthew wrote it. Luke. He says, from generation, all generations will call me blessed. For all people, all God's people, for all time, she says, will call me blessed because of this. And we do. This Mary. And it wasn't because she was great, but because God had blessed her so much. And until Jesus comes again, she will be known as blessed. All generations of God's people. We will continue to call her blessed because God did love her and gave her this honor of being the mother of Jesus Christ. And then she says, he's done great things for me, verse 49, and holy is his name. Again, Mary in her faith doesn't look to raise up her name, but she looks to raise up God's name. Holy is his name, she says. Little Bethlehem, and what God did in Little Bethlehem, stirred up Jerusalem, stirred up the king appointed by Rome. Here that eternal ruler would be born. Here that prince of peace for people to the ends of the earth would be born, where the wise men would find him. And this young virgin Mary, she recognized that she was humble, she was not great, but God was great. And that she was receiving this blessing that all people would recognize. You're blessed. God has lifted up her name to be remembered. Not her, but God has lifted up her name. There's many more things in her song. But we see what God teaches us. What the world thinks, what the world estimates, maybe in our own thinking too, is small or insignificant. God says, but I will use it for my good purposes, my powerful purposes, my saving purposes. He did that throughout the scriptures and magnifies and does that in his son, Jesus Christ. It is God's grace, his undeserved love, that he does this. He lifts up the small and the insignificant and the weak to serve his purposes. And when it happens in people's lives, and we recognize that God has acted in my life, that God has saved me, that God has helped me, that God has given me his son. Whatever blessing that you see, it's not because I'm so great. I'm not. But that it's his grace, his love. And we bless God. And as Mary did, we call God's name holy. Holy is his name. Just a small aside, friends, please, I know you do. I'm preaching to the choir. But please, his name is holy. The name of Jesus is holy. Use his name in a holy way always. As Mary, his name is holy. When we recognize what God has done for us in Jesus Christ, we say, his name is holy, and I will only use it in a holy way, in a good way. Think of that. Think of that as part of magnifying the name of the Lord. She would magnify God in her song. And so in Advent, we recognize what God has done for his people, even small and insignificant people from the worldly perspective. But God has used them in great ways. And Mary knows that and sees that in her life and says she will magnify God with her song. Magnify God. Make his name great. His name is holy in our lives. His word is holy. These things are humbling. Think of those shepherds that the angels would come and sing to them. The angels that were before the throne of God in heaven come and sing to those shepherds. And then they wanted to see Jesus. We are looking over their shoulders. We read these narratives. This is what Christmas is about. This Holy One to be born in Bethlehem, prophesied of old, mild and meek, and yet the ruler from the ends of the earth. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we ask you always to make certain and clear in our lives the grace you have given us in your Son, Jesus, that though we are sinners as all people, though we don't deserve to be saved or to have such great grace, you give it to us. Help us to believe and receive and worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Help us to be humble about ourselves, but to lift up the salvation you give us. Help us to also speak to others this greatness of Jesus. And help us always to believe and to be comforted that you are working through us and in our lives, and that it is your might and your power and your greatness. Help us to believe and to live in that peace. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.